club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 29th, goes to a Louisiana police officer named John Michael Goulart Jr. Now, John Jr. is a 25-year-old police officer who got shot in the line of duty. Look, being a police officer is a dangerous job. Nobody ever said it wasn't. In a perfect world, we would hope police officers could police peacefully without violence. But years and years of police abusing their power and causing violence and not policing peacefully have caused some folks to have a real disdain for the police. And it causes some folks to commit acts of violence towards the police. Well, this isn't one of those times. See, around 11:50 p.m. on a random Sunday night not too long ago, John Goulart Jr., who was on duty, reported that he had been shot. Now, I'm not a police officer, but I would assume that at a time like this, when you look around at the racial climate of the country, when you look at the tension between cops and civilians, you had George Floyd get killed at the hands of the police this year. Breonna Taylor, of course, is dead because law enforcement clearly made some mistakes that led to her death and none of the cops were charged. Nobody was charged. You had the two cops in L.A., I believe, that were ambushed and shot. So when an officer like John Goulart Jr. says that he was shot in Louisiana at a time like this, what do you think it makes the other officers do? I would just assume it makes their anxiety go through the roof. And now they are extra aggressive because they want to get home to their families like everybody else. And they might want a little revenge. Maybe. Nobody likes their power challenged. And when you shoot a cop, that is indeed challenging their power. And unlike when cops shoot an unarmed civilian in these streets, trust me, when they catch your ass, justice will be served. So Officer John Goulart Jr., I'm sure, had the whole police department in a tizzy, probably had them turning Pineville, Louisiana upside down. I bet the people in Pineville had to deal with even more BS than usual from the police because they were looking for suspects that don't exist. People were probably aggressively getting searched, profiled, and who knows what else, all because John Goulart Jr. lied. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, he lied. Not about getting shot. He got shot. But the who and the how wasn't what he said. Let's go to KLB TV5 for the report, please.
On Monday, September 21st, I was here in Pineville reporting that a Pineville police officer was shot at by an unknown person in the alleyway behind the shopping center. We find out a few days later that the officer, who we now know as John Goulart Jr., shot himself, concealed, and then altered the facts. The officer has been placed on administrative leave and has been charged with one count of criminal mischief for filing the false police report and one count of malfeasance in office for creating the falsehood while wearing a Pineville police uniform. He has been booked into the Rapids Parish Detention Center and his bond will be set by a Rapids Parish District Judge. Pineville Police Chief Don Weatherford said that the police department and a team of investigators were trying to follow any lead and evidence from Officer Goulart Jr.'s original report. But eventually, the investigation led back to him.
We had no reason initially to question what he was telling us was accurate.
Wow. Officer John Goulart Jr., some would say, you're the pig who cried wolf. Might have to start calling you Officer Little, as in Chicken Little, because you told the Pineville Police Department the sky was falling, and it wasn't. Okay, you had the whole police department in mass hysteria, and I'm sure some racist, crooked, bigoted cop used this to his advantage to harass and vilify a whole bunch of innocent citizens in Pineville, Louisiana. See, when you talk about the story of Chicken Little, you have to discuss the fact that the hidden meaning in the Chicken Little story is the idea that fear-mongering weakens the war effort and costs lives. That's exactly what you did, John. The real war on crime was weakened for a moment because you want to be Officer Pinocchio and lie about getting shot and have the cops out there looking for a suspect that doesn't exist. And that over-aggressive policing, I'm sure they were doing to folks after hearing about you getting shot, could have cost someone their life, all because you are a Cheddar Bob-ass cop who shot themselves. Now, John Goulart Jr. was charged with filing a false police report. He was released on a $10,000 bond, and he remains on administrative leave. Now, I understand mistakes happen. Nobody is perfect, and I don't think imperfect people should be held to a perfect standard. But, John, you can't be a cop anymore. Hell no. Not when you're proven to be a liar. Okay, I understand you're only 25 years old, but that's your character. If he lies about shooting himself, I know he will lie about shooting my black ass. How can you trust this man on any police force? He showed you what type of character he has. And I was always taught that the man who lies to himself and listens to his own lie comes to a point that he cannot distinguish the truth within him or around him. And so he loses all respect for himself and for others. And having no respect, he ceases to love. End quote. I need cops that truly respect and love themselves, because if they truly respect and love themselves, then maybe, just maybe, they will respect and love civilians too. Okay? John Goulart Jr. does not have that, therefore he should not have a badge. Please let the Hamiltones give John Goulart Jr. the sweet sounds of their voices, please.
For now you are the donkey of the day. Of the day,
all right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm. Now, when we come back, Ryan Holiday will be joining us. Tell the people who Ryan Holiday is, Charlamagne, that doesn't know.
Ryan Holiday is one of my favorite authors. He's written quite a few books that I love. Ego is the Enemy is my favorite. He also wrote Obstacle is the Way. He's got another book called Trust Me, I'm Lying. And he has this daily affirmation book called The Daily Stoic that I read every morning. And he just put out a new book called Lives of the Stoics. So, Ryan Holiday is incredible. So we'll talk to him next.
All right, we'll get into that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.